you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by Josh, curious like a cat, Clark.
That is true.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
So I've got a question for you.
Shoot.
Okay. You know much about ears?
A lot.
Do you know much about colonial America?
A lot.
Then you may be able to help me.
I think I will.
So, you know, just a few hundred years ago, there were several distinct nations who all had claims staked here in what's now the United States. And they didn't really get along all that well. There were all sorts of commercial shipping ventures where, you know, England, Spain, France were exploiting the natural resources as raw materials to ship back to Europe, and they were shipping the goods produced from these materials back to America to be sold. There's a lot of money to be made from all this, right? That's one reason why people were fighting one another over here, but another reason is that they just simply didn't get along. Over in Europe, there were plenty of wars fought over who owned what territory and who had access to what throne, and those kind of spilled over to the New World, which is what we now call America, right?
Indeed.
Okay, so my question is, it has to do with an ear, as I said earlier. One of these wars, as I understand, was fought between England and Spain over an ear, which doesn't sound right to me. It sounds fabricated. Is that fact or fiction?
If you will lend me your ears, I will demystify this story. And I'm pleased to announce it's actually a fact.
Wow.
As fanciful as it may seem, an ear really did start a war.
How so?
Well, back on April 9th, 1731, Captain Robert Jenkins was sailing his vessel through what may or may not have been Spanish waters, and a Spanish captain, Juan de Leon Fandino, called him out. And he didn't just call him out verbally. He cut off his ear. And I'm not quite sure why he thought that was a proper mode of retaliation, but he did. And what's more, he told Robert Jenkins, if the King of England had been right in front of me, I would have done the same to him.
That's fighting words.
Those are fighting words. And I think Robert needed some time to really mull them over and think about them, because it took him 7 years before he worked up the courage to march his ear, which he had had the foresight to pickle, to Parliament. And he lodged a complaint with the House of Commons. Christians, and they were pretty irritated as it was with Spain. Essentially, this was a really tumultuous time in Europe, and it all started back with the War of Spanish Succession, when King Charles II of Spain didn't have an heir to his throne, and he was about to kick the bucket. France and Austria were both vying for Spain's territories, and he was feeling sort of, you know, vile in his old age and meek state, so he decided to cause controversy by giving his throne to France. That launched France and Austria into a war. And then it was almost like a domino effect with these other nations sort of, you know, taking sides with one of the superpowers and ganging up on each other, and that's exactly what happened with England and Spain. Uh-huh. So they were mad about the War of Spanish Succession,
right.
They were mad about border disputes in the New World between the British colony of Georgia and the Spanish colony of Florida, and it just multiplied.
So how does the ear fit in?
It was called the War of Jenkins' Ear, one of the many battles that resulted.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Well, my only question that remains is whether Jenkins dill pickled his ear or bread and butter.
Oh, that's an earful. If you want to learn more about this topic, you'll have to read Why Did England and Spain Fight Over an Ear on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.